We're continuing with the Avat Chesed in the second section, 20th chapter, fourth paragraph. The Da'od, I want you to know further, the Kolikar Takana Ulistam Tzedaka. This institution that a person shouldn't spend more than a fifth is only pertaining to ordinary charity, Aval Achzakat Torah, but when it comes to strengthening Torah learning, Mitzadet B'Sefer Shitam Kubetzet Elo Shayach Zeklal. So the Shittim Kubeset, he leans to the side that the opinion that says this isn't relevant at all. That when it comes to strengthening Torah, you're not limited to a fifth. V'chen b'din, and that even makes sense. Achrei sha'avur zeh yesh lo chelik b'schar Torato, because here you're really purchasing part of the person's wages for learning Torah. K'mo shematzinu b'Yisachar v'Zvulun, just as we find with the tribes of Yisachar and Zvulun. Shevet Zvulun yamachzik v'shevet Yisachar, that the tribe of Zvulun would fund the tribe of Yisachar, and then the tribe of Zvulun would get a portion of the merits, the wages for Yisachar's learning. And as the Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Noso says, why is it that the tribe of Zvulun brought their sacrifice third among the leaders? Because he loved the Torah, and he spread his hands to scatter his money over the tribe of Yisachar, so that the tribe of Yisachar wouldn't have to worry about making a livelihood, and they won't have to stop learning Torah. That's why Zvulun merited to be a partner in Torah. So he was Yisachar's buddy, etc., as the Medrash goes on there. So this isn't about charity. This is about buying a partnership in that Torah. Davar acher, kara keneged lechem shaya ma'achilo, mizra keneged ayin shaya mashkeu. Another interpretation, the tribe of Zvulun brought a bowl when they were bringing the sacrifice. That corresponds to the bread they'd serve them. They brought a vessel that's used for sprinkling, corresponding to the wine they'd give them to drink. And why were these utensils that they donated made of silver? Because he'd also give him money to take care of his needs. Why does the Torah describe that these two vessels were filled with fine flour? That corresponds to the idea that these two tribes would get their wages for Torah together. And these two tribes would have a livelihood together. That just as Zvulun had a portion in the wages of Yisachar's Torah, so too Yisachar had a portion in the money of Zvulun. Ayin sham, you could look over there. From this it seems he's sustaining him. It certainly sounds like it's more than a fifth. Umatzinu bidvrei Chazal bekama mekomot raya miyischar uzvulun hadorot habaim. We find among Chazal that the story of the tribe of Yisachar and Zvulun indicate what's happening in future generations. So if they were able to give more than a fifth, that indicates to us also that in our generations we're allowed to give more than a fifth. So how could you say now we won't give more than a fifth? But you have to say that being that you're really buying an investment, you're getting a portion in his Torah, there's no limit. And you'll pay more, you'll get more. So you're allowed to buy, just like you're allowed to buy other things. And we'll pick up here, Bezat Shem, next time.